عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه دافع مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم عرفة فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وراءه زجرا شديدا وضربا وصوتا للإبل فأشار بصوته إليهم فقال أيها الناس عليكم بالسكينة فإن البر ليس بالإضاء. رواه مسلم بعضه. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he was returning with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam on the day of Arafah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a loud noise, a beating, and the sound of camels behind him. In other words, some people were beating their camels to urge them to move faster. He pointed with his whip towards them and said, O people, remain calm and tranquil. There's no obedience in speeding. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that he was returning with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Arafah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a loud noise, a beating and a sound of camels behind him. In other words, some people were beating their camels to urge them to move faster. He pointed with his whip towards them and said, O people, remain calm and tranquil. There is no obedience in speeding. Bukhari. So this is the last hadith in this chapter. Desirability of approaching salah, knowledge, etc., dignity to Hajj, the whole thing of Hajj, Arafah, Muzdalifah, and that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relax. You don't need to beat your animals to go faster. Now, if you've seen the last umrahs of people being in the last 10, 15 years, it takes, if a person was to walk, he can walk all that distance, and do everything in a couple of hours, but just to get one place to another place in the coach and the bus, this was about 1996 when I went the first time. The last 5-6 years ago, it was a little bit faster. 6 hours, 7 hours. So a person thinks of this hadith, relax. Anyways, you're in all in ibadat, labbaik Allahumma. You're in your hajj ibadat anyways. It's just that from one place to another because there's so much crowd. So he said it then, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the crowd, 1,500 years after, is going to be millions. So just relax. You don't need to beat your camels to go faster. You don't need to honk the horns to. Just everybody relax and do your hajj umrah. You're in ibadat. So this is a ajeeb thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And in all ibadat, just sakina and tranquility and quietness and calmness. That's the way it is. So that's done even with more khushu wa khudu and no disturbance. Allah enable us to following the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.